This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple, Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. We have a very exciting topic, at least I think it's exciting in my mind, and I got my co-host who helps us with HeartWise, Charles Mills, is with us. Charles, tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
You know, Dr. Markham, we've come to depend on modern medicines to cure our ills. One problem, as you know, modern medicines can't even cure the common cold. What they can do, and do very well, is keep us alive long enough for nature to take its course and bring about the needed healing. But sometimes, in their attempt to keep us alive, modern medicines do just the opposite. Let's talk about what's killing us and what we need to do to survive. Dr. Markham, I think today's show may surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too, Charles. And, you know, I recently have finished writing this book, and this book is entitled Medicines That Kill. Mm-hmm. And I've had several people ask me if this is a conspiracy book. And the answer to that question is no. And I've had a lot of people ask, is this book going to get you in trouble? And the answer to that is probably yes. But, you know, throughout all times, you know, people that have sort of bucked the system have run into some trouble. But I really wrote this book to let people be aware, to give people the knowledge, to let them realize that, you know, medicines do kill. And in the book, what I tried to prove in the book, at least in the front part of the book, I tried to illustrate the magnitude of the problem and all the ways that medicines are killing us. And I just want to start with this comment. Last year, heart disease wasn't the number one killer in America, even though it killed over 600,000 people. It wasn't the number one killer. Cancer, it killed many people, but it wasn't the number one killer. In this book, I argue that medications, including over-the-counter medications, the medications that any of us can buy without a prescription, that was the true number one cause of death in America. And you know what, Charles? We have an American Heart Association. We have an American Cancer Society. Now I think it's time to let people think about, you know, maybe we should have an American Society for the appropriate use and careful use of medications.
I could think of no more powerful need right now than that. If this is the number one killer, this is exactly what we need. Well, how did we get here, Dr. Markham? We have this monumental problem. We are taking medicines that are supposed to help us, and they do just the opposite in so many cases. How did we get here?
Yeah, well, if you look back over the history of medicine, Hippocrates, the great Greek physician who many of us did an oath to in medical school. He said, you know, let the body, his goal was to let the body come back to normal physiology so the body could heal itself. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was the one that said, let food be thy medicine. We have strayed a long way from that. And what's happened in our system is as we've got more and more stress on our system, and I sort of define stress as when we've moved away from God's plan, whether it be diet or mental or rest or whatever, it puts stress on our system, creates all these chemicals, including changing our genetics, and there's a whole fascinating field now called epigenetics. When that happens, the chemistry is altered, and subsequently symptoms develop. And unfortunately, our society now is treating a bunch of symptoms and not causes. And in the first part of this book, I really go through all of the ways, all the many different ways that medications are killing. And if you're willing to listen to this, Charles, I'll go through some of those.
Let's listen. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of people have heard about this terrible thing called anaphylaxis. That's we see that most commonly in medicines like penicillin. People are emergently reactive to that. They swallow, the immune system attacks, a terrible immune reaction comes in, and sometimes this can be fatal. You know, we've heard people that have anaphylaxis to bee stings. Well, any medicine can cause this anaphylaxis. That's one of the ways medicines can kill.
Now, you say any medicine. We're talking about not only prescription medicine, but the things we would pick on the shelf in, in a drugstore?
Yes. A person can have an immune response, even though it's rare, you can have an immune response to anything foreign that you introduce into your body. And that includes any chemicals that you might smell or snort or whatever. It also includes food you eat. We don't see that quite as often, but it's all these things can cause the immune system to be revved up and attack the antigen or the foreign object. A lot of people don't realize that medicines mistakes are made in the hospital. There's been estimated in the book that over 100,000 fatal mistakes are made in the hospital, whether it be given the wrong dose or an anaphylactic reaction that happens in the hospital, even a wrong medicine that gives into the patients. Another 100,000 mistakes are made in the outpatient world where pharmacists and others make mistakes. Then there's the adverse reactions that happen with the medicines. You know, you take this medicine with that medicine, and before you know, you have a cocktail that in alone of itself is not deadly, but you mix two of these together and all of a sudden you have a deadly reaction. But probably one of the biggest problems we have in North America right now is a medication that's termed narcotics or pain medications. Some people indeed have chronic pain. But right now, you look at all the people that are taking these pills just for their pleasure. And unfortunately, these medications are addictive. That means, you know, you might get by with a little bit and then a little bit more to satisfy that need and then a little bit more. And these medications, especially mixed with other medications and alcohol, can be lethal. They can cause a person to stop breathing. They can depress the respiration drive. You know, we've seen several high-profile celebrities recently that had this as implications, whether that be Heath Ledger. We also have had Whitney Houston. Some of these big stars are, you know, whether they were having chronic pain or just taking these narcotics, it's a major problem. Unfortunately, narcotic deaths continue to rise every year. More people die from narcotic deaths than die from car accidents in America. And yet, narcotics is a medicine that's written by a doctor. And unfortunately, people are getting these illegally, and youngsters now are having pill parties where they take these medications to get high. It's just another epidemic, another way medicines can kill. Let me throw a few more out there, Charles.
Sure.
Did you know that people right now have more mental disease and mental illness than ever before? And sometimes, again, we're not getting at the cause of the disease. Instead of saying, well, let's get at the cause of mental illness, we're saying, let's throw on some more chemicals and distort the brain even more. Sometimes people are on so much medications that even alters their thinking even more. We know that several of the antidepressants have increased the rates of suicide. Some of these mass killers, okay, that have been on, whether it be Columbine or some of these others, all have had implicated mind-altering medications. Now, whether this did it or made it worse, I'm not sure, but it certainly did not help the situation. Another way people are dying from medications is just we don't realize that people don't understand how to take the medications. You know, we assume that everyone can read, but, you know, up to a quarter of people now are illiterate. They don't understand how these medications are supposed to be taken. You know, we've had several people that instead of taking one pill every 4 hours, take it one pill, you know, they just take it wrong. And, you know, sometimes they think if one pill will make me feel this good, let me take two pills. You know, one story real quick, I had a lady that was taking a pill that came to the emergency room not too long ago that she, you know, it was a heart pill. And she says, well, you know, if my heart needs help, she'll take this pill. And it was actually a beta blocker, which slows the heart rate down. So she took one pill because she says, I felt tired and I felt like my heart wasn't doing good. So if I take one, it'll help my heart out. Well, after a couple hours, didn't help her. Now, she did not notice that her heart rate was gradually going slower and slower. She says, well, if one pill didn't take me, maybe I should double up on the dose. So she doubles up on the dose. And guess what? Now her heart rate's in the 30s and she's passing out. She brums to the emergency room. We figure that she's overdosed on a beta blocker. Luckily, we're able to revive her and get her going again. But how many people take the medications inappropriately at home, not knowingly, but just because they don't understand fully and create a deadly problem.
Now, this surprises me because these medicines come with huge amount of information in the little paper that comes with them and says, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah. It seems very clear. Now, I can understand why people who could not read may not get it, but they're not the only ones that are suffering here. So there's got to be something that is driving us beyond illiteracy that is causing us to abuse drugs.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about this after a break, but people assume that just because the medicines are out there, they must be safe. They assume that because a drug or pharmaceutical has been prescribed, there's no danger to them. Well, that's no further from the truth. And we're going to talk to this after this break. So listeners, stay with us. Learn about medicines that kill. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. James Markham, and I talk to patients every day who want to know the truth in healthcare. On our website, heartwiseministries.org, you can have your questions answered. You can read my blog where I talk about interesting and controversial subjects in medicine. You might choose to go to the radio or television sections and learn more about all sorts of health topics. Take the time and go to heartwiseministries.org.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, I'm here because of you. Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick and the healthy using this very television program, but we need your help. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Why am I sick?
How can I get off my medications?
How do I get better?
How can I have ultimate healing?
The Ultimate Prescription by Dr. James L. Markham answers these questions and introduces the reader to the ultimate prescription for our lives. This book is available at your local bookstore or online at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills here. I'm a health reporter for Heartwise Ministries, and we're here with the founder director of Heartwise, Dr. James Markham, cardiologist. And we're talking about, this is going to surprise people, we're talking about medicines and how, while they're supposed to help us and bring us along and cure our ills, they tend to, unfortunately, do just the opposite. They can hurt us and they can kill us. And Dr. Markham has written an entire book on the subject, Medicines That Kill, from Tyndale. You might want to check that out. Medicines That Kill. And Dr. Markham, before the break, you were saying that some people take their medicines wrong because they can't read. Some people take their medicines wrong because they assume that because this medicine has been brought to them by the Food and Drug Administration, it is safe to do. Even though the information that comes with the medicine says don't do it, they do it anyway. That's got to be a real problem.
Yes, it is. And we assume that everyone knows why they're taking the medicines and what's correctly. But, you know, there's five things that I think people that will improve patient literacy. And the first, you know, thing I want a patient to ask is, why am I taking this medication? Mm. Number two, how and when do I take this medication? You know, they need to know these things before they lead. So how and when? What are the side effects, especially the dangerous ones of the medicines? And when should I not take this medication? You know, when should I definitely not take this medication? Are there situations that is potentially lethal? And lastly, what should I do if I forget to take this medication? And, you know, on patient literacy, if people are more interested in this, there's a great website. It's www.health.gov. /communications where people can get some more interesting. But, you know, that's one of the way medicines is kill is when people are illiterate and don't take the medications correctly, Charles.
Now, you said number three here, what are the side effects? And you mentioned in the book that, you know, don't read these things in a dark night before going to bed, the side effects, because you will not sleep. You'll be scared half to death.
Yeah.
Knowing this, knowing the side effects, how do you decide whether someone should take this, even though the side effects could be so obvious and so damaging?
That is a great question, Charles. And I get that daily. And I want to go over that daily with my patients. First of all, I say medications are originally designed for short term, most of them, you know, get you over in a crisis. It's not for a long term if you can change your chemistry any other way. So let's look at it, patient. Is there any other way we can change your chemistry so we don't need to use the medicine? Then after that discussion, I say, but sometimes medications are needed, and we always have to look at the risk of the medicines. There's no medicine that's risk-free. There's none that are risk-free. What's the risk versus the benefit of the medications? You know, a lot of people don't realize that the number one cause of fatal bleeding in the United States from the intestines was aspirin. Okay, you can get that over the counter. Yeah. The number one cause of acute liver failure requiring transplantation was acetaminophen, and that's a substance that's in many of the over-the-counter medications. So a part of this book, we really want to let people be aware that there is a major problem out there, and in this book, I argue that it's the number one cause of death in America.
You know, we want to make sure that we are not setting people up here for disaster by their hearing us talk about this and saying, well, if medicines are so dangerous, I'm going to stop right now taking the medicines that I'm taking. I'm going to throw them down the toilet and no more for me. What do you say to those people?
No, never should do that. You always want to check with your doctor and ask those questions we talk about. Why am I taking this medicine? Is there any other way naturally or through lifestyle changes that I can get off this medicine? Is the risk worth the benefits? And that's something that most people never have. You know, they just want to take a pill. You know, for instance, type 2 diabetes has never been cured by medication. Okay. And yet when I talk to a patient, I said, you know, you're on this medication. Do you want to come off of it? And they say, yeah, is that possible? I've never heard of this. And I've been taking this medicine for 10 years. I said, well, you know, this medicine, if you don't eat and drink, there's some risk to this, including low blood sugar. If you go into kidney failure, you're dehydrated. This could cause some big problems. Oh, can I get off of it? What can I do? I said, well, did you know that if you just exercise 1 hour a day, that's worth 5 units of insulin? Did you know that if you get fat out of your body in your diet, there's a 90 to 95% chance that you might not need to take this medicine? And when people hear that, they say, well, I don't want the risk of the medicine anymore. You know, let's move on. So there's a lot of people that don't even realize that there are other opportunities. And that's why we must ask. We must ask the questions. Why am I on this medicine? Is the risk worth the benefits? Is there anything else naturally I can do? Now, I was going through all the different ways that medicines can kill.
Yes, there's
a couple other ones that we really, really, really have to talk about, at least mention. One of the people don't realize that a lot of unborn can be hurt by medication. We wonder why the miscarriage rate goes up so much. Well, a lot of the medicines are what we call teratogens. They can hurt the newborn. That's a scary thing. And a lot of the newborns can. And then, of course, there's that RU486, and that's a medicine that's given to actually terminate pregnancies. So, you know, no one likes to talk about it, but that's a way that medicines are also killing people. A lot of the active ingredients of medications now are put into the actual pharmaceuticals by people, young people that live in different countries, China and India, for instance. And sometimes they make mistakes. We heard about the heparin scare and how that was a big disaster because they weren't putting the medicines in right. Several times a year, I get inserts that say, oh, you have to get rid of this medication because by accident we put 5 times the amount the dose was put in it. We just found that out.
Well, how do you think
they found that out? You know, that they found out that by someone that passed away from that medicine.
Yes.
And often, medicines get to the market way too quickly, and they haven't had the sufficient research to know. And you know, some big examples of that that we've heard about in recent years are some of the weight loss medications. Fenfen was another one that was heard about. Vioxx was another. But in my book, I listed all of the medications that were brought to the market too quickly, where they didn't have adequate testing, and they found out, oh, that caused fatal liver problems, or this medication interacted and caused a dangerous heart rhythm. So insufficient research, I would call that as one of the causes of death due to medications. Mm-hmm. So it's much a bigger problem than most people realize. Most people say, oh, that never happens. Well, there's so many ways that medications can kill, from a mistake that's made either by the doctor, the patient, the pharmaceutical industry, the packaging of the medicine, a drug interacting with another drug that we're not aware of, hurting the unborn, these pill parties and the abuse and the potential for addiction to these medications. It is a major problem, Charles.
The only reason, and I want to make sure that the listeners understand this, the only reason that someone like Dr. Markham would say this, would write this book, Medicines That Kill, is because there is another way. There is healing out there where you can change your chemistry, as he says, and change your lifestyle. It may be diet, exercise. It may be where you live, what you breathe, and how you feel about things and how you react to things. There are ways of changing it without taking the medicine. So the only reason he would say this, the only reason to write this book, is because there is an alternative. He would not ever say don't take your medicines if there was nothing else you could do. Am I right, Dr. Markham?
That's absolutely. And this is an awareness. You know, if this can help save one person's life or get one person off of medication, or perhaps of females thinking about getting pregnant, and this can get her off medications that might hurt her fetus that's even unborn, and this is something that will help quite a bit.
So we're really talking about good news here today. We're not talking about bad news. Please don't think we're the angel of death here saying medicines are bad.
No.
Saying medicines are bad, but there's an alternative, and that's good news.
Yeah. And you know, and what I really want to talk is just let people know that it is a problem, just like heart disease is a problem, just like cancer is a problem. In fact, in 2003, Gary Null wrote an article called By Death by Medicine, and this was several years ago. You know, now we're up to near 4 billion prescriptions written a year. He estimates 106,000 deaths from in-hospital adverse reactions, 98,000 from medical errors, 199,000 from outpatient drug reactions. That's yearly. And another Dr. Lucien Leap in 1997 said, you know, he says the medical and drug error rate of 3 million, that means 3 million total errors for the prescriptions written, multiplied by the fatality rate of 14%, gives an annual death rate just from errors of 420,000.
Oh.
Now, if we add the 3 billion plus prescriptions, that dramatically increases the errors just from the error rate, human error that could accomplish. So really, we wanted to let people know that medications are dangerous. They are needed, but we have to know the proper place to use these.
And your doctor should be informed about this too. And we are so glad that we have Dr. James Markham and the entire HeartWise Ministries team here to provide that information. Also, the new book, Medicines That Kill, The Truth About the Hidden Epidemic by Dr. Markham, is now available at places where you buy fine books, and also, of course, on Amazon.com. Dr. Markham, I'm always thrilled to talk to you on this program and to share with our listeners the good news that we have, that there is life beyond medicine, there is life beyond illness, and that life can stretch into eternity. What good news is that?
That is great news, and we're going to continue this discussion in other programs. You know, we laid out the problem, but now we're going to start eventually in the next program, start talking about the solution. And all of our programs, hopefully it's a solution, the way we can find better health, especially in that relationship with our God. I want to thank everyone today for joining us at HeartWise. Stay with us. Send your questions to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.